Hello, my name is Roger Watson, and I'm the Editor-in-Chief of the Journal of Advanced Nursing, and welcome to the JAN podcast. These occasional podcasts will be a miscellany of my reflections on working as an Editor-in-Chief, some hot topics in academic publishing, and occasional contributions from guest editors. This is the JAN podcast of
20th of January 2015. Today I want to talk about the process of submitting a manuscript to the Journal of Advanced Nursing. I'm often asked by potential authors what kinds of manuscripts we publish in the Journal of Advanced Nursing, what are the trends in publication in the Journal of Advanced Nursing, and do we prefer one type of manuscript over another. However, I'm rarely asked about the process of submission to the Journal of Advanced Nursing. At the Journal of Advanced Nursing, we receive well over 1,000 manuscript submissions per year. However, we only publish approximately 300 of these. There are various stages at which we filter out manuscripts. In other words, we reject them. And one of the crucial stages, and probably the largest attrition in manuscripts, occurs at the stage of submission or shortly thereafter. All of the manuscripts submitted to the Journal of Advanced Nursing initially come to me as Editor-in-Chief. And one of the main criteria I'm looking for in a newly submitted manuscript is, does this manuscript fit the author guidelines for this particular kind of manuscript? Unfortunately, a great many manuscripts submitted at this stage don't meet the relevant author guidelines. And I estimate that approximately 50% of the rejections at this stage are based purely on the manuscript not meeting the correct author guidelines. My advice to authors these days is to think about the publication process and to think in the following way. Think first about editors, then think about reviewers, and then think about your intended audience. The reason I say this is that if your manuscript does not get past the editors, it will not get into the review process. If your manuscript does not get past the reviewers, it will not reach your intended audience. So you need to think about initially what editors want to see, then what reviewers need to see, and then you can think about your intended audience. But of course, the intended audience will not read the paper if it doesn't get past the editors in the first instance and the reviewers in the second instance. What I'm mainly concerned about in this podcast is the initial stages of the submission process and what editors want to see. Therefore, what I'll do first of all is deal quickly with what I think reviewers need to see, and we'll come back in a later podcast to looking at the reviewing process. I've been distinguishing between what editors want to see and reviewers need to see. I say what editors want to see because that's largely a matter of preference of the journal and the editors and the pressure on space. However, reviewers need to see a well-written paper that is scientifically sound, is based on a good review of the literature, and tackles all the aspects of methodology, design, analysis thoroughly, and then discusses the results in a way that is convincing. Therefore, provided an author has written a paper that meets the kind of criteria that a reviewer might need to see, in other words, it leaves no stones unturned in describing every aspect of the paper, the author then needs to think, how do I get this paper into the review process? The process of submitting a manuscript to the Journal of Advanced Nursing is actually quite simple. However, we do notice that many authors don't follow it. The guidance for submission is available on the landing page for the journal. You click on the guidance for authors, and this opens up several pages of guidance. You need to find the guidance that is specific to your kind of paper. The main points that you want to take from the guidance for your kind of paper are fourfold: the length of the paper, the layout of the paper, the organisation of the paper, and the referencing system. There's lots of other guidance about specific things like presenting statistics, tables, figures, and so forth. However, the main things I reiterate again are the length of the paper, the layout, the organisation, and the referencing. I will now deal with each of these 4 points in turn. The length of a manuscript for submission is a very important point to note because it does vary between some of the manuscript types. So you must write within the word limit. We're very unlikely and very reluctant to publish manuscripts which are over length. We don't usually specify a minimum length. However, we do offer authors the opportunity to make an inquiry about a manuscript if they do think that it's worthy of exceeding the word limit. But I must warn you that we very rarely grant this. It's good academic discipline to write within as few words as possible. We're clearly limited for space, and we do wish to be fair to all the authors who submit to the journal. So I say again, please note the word length for the particular kind of manuscript that you want to submit. However, you should also note that word length starts at the beginning of the introduction and ends at the end of the discussion. It does not include the abstract or the tables or the figures or the references. Authors should note, however, that where it is essential to have material that goes beyond the word count, that we do offer the facility to submit material as supplementary material. That means the material goes online, it's associated with your paper and is available on the web page. So don't forget that facility. Don't feel that you've got to get everything that you want to convey into the paper. Some of it can be put online and made available for people who have got sufficient interest to go and look at it. The next point is layout, and by layout I mean the way a manuscript looks. As one of my editors, Mark Hayter, often says, a submission should look like an academic paper. In other words, it should be neat and tidy in its presentation. For example, size 12 Times Roman font, double-spaced with wide margins, is eminently suitable for submission. Don't change font, don't change spacing, don't arbitrarily use bold and italics or underlining or any embellishments. Pay attention to headings and subheadings and how they're presented, and to every other aspect of the manuscript. A great deal of the layout can be gleaned from the author guidelines. Next, the organisation of the paper must be according to the author guidelines. And by organisation of the paper, we mean the headings and subheadings under which material is presented. For example, the title should be followed by an abstract. The abstract is followed by the introduction and the background. Then the study, which describes the design and the methodology. Then the results and the discussion and the conclusion, references, tables and figures. Organisation is very important because it helps to guide the reader and the reviewer through the paper, and it helps people to locate information within the paper. If you're in any doubt about the organisation of a paper, consult the guidelines. We give you the headings and in some cases the subheadings. In actual fact, the best place to look if you are really in any doubt, and this doesn't clarify it for you, is to look at an edition of the Journal of Advanced Nursing and look at a typical paper in the kind of class of paper that you want to submit, see what the headings and subheadings are, and see what people put under those headings and subheadings, and follow that. Finally, the referencing can be dealt with very quickly. We use a Harvard system of referencing. Please don't submit a paper that uses the Vancouver type of referencing. This, to an editor, is a clear indication that you have not read the guidelines. Next, I want to return to a point that I made earlier about thinking of the publication process and who sees your manuscript first. The editor-in-chief is the person who sees it first, and the editors often make a judgment on the same basis. And what we mainly look at, and rarely look beyond, is the title, the abstract, and the keywords. So please make sure that you get these right. The title should be as short and as descriptive and as accurate as possible. The abstract should be presented in the subheadings that are provided in the guidance, and the keywords should be present. And the keywords should be the same throughout the title, the abstract, and the list of keywords. In other words, if you use, for example, the expression mental health in the title, use that in the abstract and in the keywords. Don't use, for example, mental illness or mental disability. Use the same words throughout. Your manuscript will undergo some final checks by the managing editor, who will check many things, but amongst these will be the use of English. If English isn't your first language, then please have a native, and I mean native and not just fluent, English speaker check the English prior to submission. Do run a spell check and act on any instances where words appear to be misspelled. Correct them if necessary. And then run a final word count from the beginning of the introduction to the end of the discussion, and if necessary, shorten your manuscript. Check that all the references in the manuscript are in the reference list and vice versa. And if you do use some software for managing the references, then this should ensure that this process is more accurate. Likewise, all the tables and figures that are referred to in the manuscript should be presented alongside the manuscript, and vice versa. And they should be ordered in the correct order within the manuscript. If you follow the guidance I've given you so far, then your manuscript will be ready for submission. This is done online, and within the author guidelines you will find a link to the submission process at Scholar One. If you don't have an account, you need to register, if you do have one, with your username and your password you gain access, and there you will see a link for authors submitting articles. You click on this link and you will be guided there through the process. Do make sure that you follow the guidance there meticulously, upload what needs to be uploaded, and provide all the information that is requested there. Finally, when you've run all the checks that you need to do during the submission process and you're happy that the manuscript is ready for submission, you submit the manuscript, and immediately by email you should receive a manuscript number. You should keep that number and use that number in all correspondence related to your manuscript. We can't guarantee that what I've outlined here will get your paper accepted. I can guarantee that it will increase the chances of getting your paper past the initial screening stage and into the review process. If the paper gets into the review process, it has obviously got a much higher chance of being accepted. It may well have to go through revisions. We'll talk about the revision process in a future podcast. I hope you found this podcast useful. It's not everything you need to know about submitting a manuscript to the Journal of Advanced Nursing, but we'll pick up on some other points in future podcasts. Thank you very much for listening, and I look forward to speaking to you again in a future JAN podcast.